There are decades where nothing happens, and there are weeks when decades happen. I've never used a quote from Lenin in John on the Rhondda before, but I've done it now. Comrade Vladimir Ilyich Ulyanov, Chairman of the Council of People's Commissars of the Soviet Union, welcome to the show. Because yes, you're right. In this, at least, there are moments when the world changes so quickly that it's hard to keep up. The Rhondda has seen a few tipping points like that, going back to the days of Lenin and before. One such date is much more recent, March the 23rd, 2020. COVID had taken hold, and the government introduced a new word into our everyday vocabulary. Lockdown. We found ourselves stuck at home and yet entering uncharted territory. The immediate concern, of course, was the virus itself, with deaths rising and no prospect of an effective vaccine. But it soon became clear that shielding ourselves and our families, necessary as it was, left us vulnerable to other dangers and difficulties. Youngsters with their education put on pause, isolated from their friends. Older people cut off from families and lacking both the kit and the know-how to take advantage of the newfangled digital technology, which seemed to be the only way to keep in touch. For a charity like Valley's Kids, the alarm bells were ringing. With 40 years' experience supporting and inspiring Rhondda children and their families, Valley's Kids could see clearly what the knock-on effects of lockdown would be. Social isolation, food poverty, declining mental health and well-being, digital exclusion. Something must be done. So Valley's Kids sprang into action. Play packs, Zoom sessions, videos, phone calls, outdoor play, storytelling webinars, food parcels, shopping, iPad loans and tuition, virtual art classes. In every which way that the COVID rules allowed help and support to be delivered, Valley's Kids was there, delivering it. "The demand has been overwhelming and humbling," said the charity. Well, they didn't allow themselves to be overwhelmed, and they can take a real pride in the immense and crucial impact their interventions have made. But those who know anything about the organisation won't be surprised by that. Valley's Kids is just that kind of outfit. Valley's Kids grew out of what us locals used to call the Penygraig Bike Club. It began in 1977, working mainly with disaffected teenagers in the whitewashed coal cellar of the local probation office. All through the long decades since, its work with young people has been guided by the imagination, the insight, and the sheer hard toil of two remarkable people, Margaret Jarvis and Richard Morgan. They've seen their baby grow and grow again from that dingy basement to having four fully equipped and state-of-the-art community and family hubs, three social enterprises, and a residential and activity centre on the Gower. Margaret and Richard are kindly, modest, quietly spoken visionaries, driven by an unquenchable desire to make a real difference, and a real difference they've made. They've been there for children and young people whenever they've been needed for all that time. It's that consistent, unfailing, never-stopping commitment, week in, week out, year out, that wins the trust of youngsters, who often have good reason to be distrustful of authority. But that's not to say that there haven't been highlights over the decades, red-letter days for Valley's Kids, weeks when decades seem to happen, and gloriously so. The opening of new centres in Rhydfelen, Penarenglyn and Dinas, taking over the factory the old Corona Pop factory in Porth, and developing it as a major arts venue. The acquisition of Little Bryn Gwyn, Valley's Kids' environmentally friendly residential centre on the Gower, a project that I know is dear to Margaret and Richard's hearts. It's a place where hard-pressed young people can get away from things that are getting on top of them. But it's also somewhere where they can be taken out of their comfort zone and given the confidence and self-esteem to grow their aspirations. For me as a Penygraig boy, though, it's another Valley's Kids building which takes my breath away every time I visit it. My mam was baptised in the old Soar Baptist Chapel, back in his glory days. But by 1980, the magnificent Victorian edifice was crumbling. Dry rot, leaky roof, falling into the kind of dilapidation that's afflicted scores of other Rhondda places of worship. Thankfully, the ageing remnant of the congregation was forward-looking enough to offer it as a gift to Valley's Kids, and so it's been transformed with real sensitivity to its original architecture into the Soar Frwd Amos Centre. Inside, a series of beautifully designed spaces buzz with activity and look as though they were purpose-built for Valley's Kids. But it's not just where Valley's Kids works, it's what they do. Play schemes and youth work, rebuilding communities, supporting families, finding solutions, helping local people to develop skills and to become active citizens. I'm a big fan of their youth arts team, now known as Spark, led by the irrepressible Miranda Ballin. I've seen Miranda at work over 3 decades now, and she probably won't mind me saying that she's one of those rare people who looks younger every single time you meet them. I reckon she must be living her life backwards. Either that, or it's firing the talents and creativity of youth that rubs off on her. Perhaps she borrows a few seconds from every young person she inspires, and it all adds up to making her look years younger every time I see her. For all the tremendous work done by Valley's Kids, the need is endless, and the struggle against poverty, inequality and injustice goes on. Looking back to 2020, Valley's Kids puts it like this. People in our communities were already struggling with floods, struggling with cuts, struggling with unemployment, struggling with low income. Then the pandemic struck. And that's where Valley's Kids has had such a huge practical impact. Since COVID, they've supported well over 1,000 vulnerable children. They've delivered more than 100 tons of food to families. They've made 14,724 phone calls of support, delivered 23,718 children's meals, and 37,469 young people have come to the sessions they put on. In a survey, an astonishing 99% of the families involved said that all this has improved their well-being. It strengthened relationships within families and made them feel more connected to their community. But these are not just words, they're the stuff of everyday life. Take the loan of 60 iPads during the pandemic. It was an absolute game changer, said one parent. I was able to access all the kids' educational needs and tasks. With 2 boys in 2 different schools and years, I was able to keep in contact with the teachers and any support that I needed with ease. Another simply called it a lifeline. And the lesson of all of this? We need continuing support in our community, says Valley's Kids. We need to look to the future. It's no good waiting for the next crisis. Preventative work is what is needed now. Learning from the past, looking to the future. That's Valley's Kids. I'm John Geraint Roberts. John on the Rhondda.